is, can we empathize with them? Can we empathize with them? Can we enter into their personality and imaginatively experience their life as it was at this time, living in Afghanistan as Afghans, Muslims, traveling from a rural agrarian economy into the West? Can we imagine this and that, using that imaginative faculty which we all have, and think what it must be to abandon your home, your deep family, uncles, aunts, and so on, abandon the place where your ancestors lived and are buried, abandon your culture, your place in the world, and go where you don't know. You, your family, your possessions, what you can carry. No security, minimal resources, no home. Uncertainty in everything. And I think it's an extraordinary, disturbing prospect. The isolation, the loneliness, being an unwelcome alien in an alien land where you're just not wanted. Well, when we think about it, and if we're doing a little imaginative exercise in this sort of area, bring to mind the biblical narrative of Christmas, of Mary and Joseph and the infant Jesus fleeing to Egypt. One of the hardest things, the family said, is to arrive at an international border and find that it is closed to you. You can't go forward, you can't go back, that's to die. All you can do is stand and wait, and wait, and wait, and wait for what? For hearts of stone to melt? How long, O Lord, how long? Some might ask, well, what do they want when they arrive on our doorstep? These strangers who are not invited, who we don't know, nothing to do with us. What do they expect? A welcome? Come on. Come on in and we'll look after you. Don't they realize that our resources are limited too? We're full up. Would we say that when that family welcomed two young boys into their family, into their tent, they had nothing? So would you say, well, it didn't cost them anything to do that, did it? How do we measure these things? How do we do the sums? Now, accountancy is an excellent and ancient profession, and it is ideal for calculating profit and loss, but it's no use for weighing the heart. What that family gave to those two youngsters was the gift of Christ, the gift of love, sharing themselves with them in what little space and with what few possessions they had, and in their capacity to care, which was unstinting. So is there a point at